All right, welcome back. Who's talking tonight? Jim Hobgood, Chris Sill in the house, and we have a special guest whose voice was just on in the commercial. And now we have her live, Mary Jane Ganey, who's a terrific sponsor of ours and someone well known all over town, not only through the radio but elsewhere. And you know, that's almost half the cars in town have that little ZG decal anymore. You know, and I look for those things. You know, you got that little bumper thing that just goes on without being a bumper sticker and all that. But at any rate, I think a lot of folks are really familiar already with your background, but why don't you give us a little bit of your background? I know it's really been a business background rather than a health one for most of your career.
Right. I've had over 20 years in the financial accounting, financial management area. But I've been involved in all sorts of things with business operations. So when my sister asked me maybe 4 or 5 years ago to give her a hand, I went and visited ZG, and I was just amazed at what was going on there. You know, I told Matt she really had something special there. And so I really wanted to help her with it because I told her she really needed to get the message out there, what she was doing over in Ginner Park area, you know, in a very small groups back then. And she really needed to spread the word because she was really, truly changing lives.
Right. And you've obviously helped out with the business and the marketing aspect of it. And mm-hmm. I know ZG Health Institute goes back how many years? And I know you've had particularly strong growth here in recent years.
Right. Well, actually, Madge was a pediatrician in the Richmond area, and what got her into this was she kept seeing, and I mean, it's on the news all the time now about this spike in type 2 diabetes in teenagers. So back in the 80s, it was like really rare to have a teen come in with type 2 diabetes, and in the 90s, they started seeing it more and more. And she was just alarmed because that's basically a lifestyle disease, type 2 diabetes, and it's just really sad for a teenager to already be on medication. And she really wanted to get into, you know, helping them, showing them how to change their lifestyle and, you know, learn how to live healthy, eat healthy, and prevent or reverse the type 2 diabetes. And that's how she first got into it. She actually started something called Positively Fit for Teens back around 2000, and that was pretty successful. But as you know, it takes more than one person. It actually takes the whole household. And I was just talking to your wife, who told me, yes, and y'all have a healthy household now, Jim.
We do. We do. Yes, we do. We absolutely do. Now, you know, I've fallen off of the wagon a little bit here, particularly around the holidays, but and it's tough. I think that's probably one of the challenges, you know, even with folks that are trying to stick to the ZG routine through Thanksgiving and Christmas. There's a lot of temptation out there relative to parties and so forth.
But that's just real life. And that's what I noticed Madge taught when I first went to visit. And that's why I thought it was just such a great concept that, you know, as you know from Jim going through the program himself.
That's right. I did the 10-week program, and you know, I would endorse it. We're going to get to that, but I mean, the thing that really struck me in participating first was how many people I knew. It was amazing to me how many people, you know, you'd go down there and I'd run into all sorts of people that I knew. And the other thing is the professionalism. The staff is terrific. It really is a lifestyle change.
That's
right. It's not only the exercise, but it's the information relative to food and your food intake and some stuff that, you know, most people don't even think about. You know, you just take that donut and eat it.
Jim.
Let's get some advice because, you know, Jim's going to want to sit down probably right after we get out of the show. You know, it's holiday season. He's going to sit down and eat whatever he wants.
Getting into
the holiday season, the Christmas season. Do you have a couple tidbits of advice people to keep in the back of their head so they don't gorge when it's Christmas Day?
Jim's been through the 10-week program, which is a lot of medical sound science education. Don't you think?
Absolutely. Yeah.
We get nurses, we get people from the physicians, medical community even go through the lecture series. So they learn that you don't have to make huge sacrifices. You just have to really learn how to eat clean and healthy. We don't put you on a diet. So when Jim leaves here, you know, he just needs, and he knows how to make the correct healthy choices. There are so many things he could eat. Especially, I love to go to Christmas parties over the holidays.
Well, you know, I really was skinny once.
Hey, he's,
you know,
he's
part
he's
of my problem
way.
Is I still think I'm plain, you know, so I can eat as much as I did 40 years ago when I was plain. But it's the other thing I was going to ask you about your second site. I know you got to be excited about opening up the second site. Maybe it's already open. I should know that.
Well, we're hoping, you know how construction renovations goes, but we are hoping it will be open mid to late February with our first weight management class over there March 21st. We're keeping our fingers crossed. It's right right at the intersection of Midlothian and Powhite, near the Arboretum.
So very it's easy to get to. Very
right.
accessible, I guess,
yes.
is the right word. Is that the right word, Mr. Recent UVA grad?
Close enough, I guess.
We're all UVA
right.
grads here. You know, Mary Jane is. That's why she's on Who's Talking. She's a fellow Who here.
My sister and I both are Who's, class of 78. Go Who's.
Well, I was 70-something there.
Oh, I guess I shouldn't have said that. But I did want to say, no, we love holiday seasons, and we encourage people, don't change your life, because this is something you have to do for life. So in the program, and did you change your life much, Jim? We tell you, you've got to weave this into what you like to do in your life, your work schedules, your taste and likes, because you can still eat healthy and live healthy and be busy and have crazy schedules.
Well, that's the other thing. I've been a bad boy here lately because I need to participate in the continuation program, which you've been gracious enough to say that I'm permitted
He's
to
in.
Do that. But the other thing, you know, the other reason I thought it'd be a great time to have you on is a lot of people make New Year's resolutions, and what a great resolution that would be to join Zach Rice Ganey as you begin January.
Well, that's true, and it might sound like a cliche, so you've probably heard me say it in ads, but I always say, don't make a New Year's resolution, make a new life resolution. But what I mean by that is, it's not a one-time thing. It's not a Biggest Loser thing or a quick diet or, you know, this is something the first 10 weeks is almost all education, both on the training side and the nutrition side and the health side. So you really know what's happened to your bodies, I should say, over the last 10 or 20 years and how your metabolism and your body chemistry changes and your body composition. And then medically and, you know, through nutrition and fitness, how you reverse that. So, you know, I don't mean it to be funny, new life resolution. We hope if you join our 10-week program, it starts January 9th, this will be the last time you make that weight loss New Year's resolution. You won't ever have to make it again.
Well, right now, it can be both a new life and a New Year's resolution. See,
that's correct. 2013 can be your year. That's right.
But, the other thing I think is really helpful is, you know, with the staff that you have, I think it can be motivational to actually have somebody sort of pushing you a little bit. You know, a lot of people think, well, I can go out and do that on my own. But I think it really is helpful to have the trainers you have that are really skilled. They're terrific people. They're really nice. They have that nice diplomatic balance that they're really nice, but they also they'll push you and make sure that you're working as hard as you can.
Right. Well, that's true. The group support, you know, we have found is very important whenever you're making any huge, significant lifestyle change, just to have the camaraderie and, like Jim said, the pushing.
And the other thing I think that about your program, and, you know, a lot of people think about weight loss, but the thing that really impressed my wife when she was down at the Health Institute is all the people who no longer take medications that they once took. So it really is a health change.
Right. I mean, that's what we can't promise you'll get off your medications, but many, many of our members do, because some people think, you know, type 2 diabetes, they're stuck with it for life. But in most cases, it actually can be reversed. It may take 6 months. It may take a year. It could take 2 years. You know, this is not a race. And as part of the program, Dr. Zacharias, who is my sister, Madge, we're going to take your medical history, give you a full health assessment, and give you, you'll walk on a treadmill, take a little VO2 test. But she's going to look at all the results and customize a plan for you, also based on your goals and any medical limitations you have, whether it's changing the way you do your strength training, if you've got a torn rotator cuff or something. And we're going to do this very safely for you and at the speed, you know, which you're your health and fitness level at that moment when you come in can handle. But by the end of the 10 weeks, have you probably seen it, Jim, how most people catch up and they're all at about the same fitness level.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what would you do for a young stud like Chris Sill with 2% body fat? You know, I mean,
well, Chris, do you know your body fat percentage?
No, I do not.
Oh, he's turning red.
No.
Well, come on in and get an InBody. That's a great. All these assessments are free, by the way. You know, it's no obligation, but it's great information for people to know your base fitness level, whether you join CG or you know do it on your own. But you know, it just. It's an education. It's something you should know about yourself.
Well, you and your sister are just terrific folks. We're delighted to have you as sponsors. We're honored to have you, and glad you were able to come in for a few minutes. It's a great program, and encourage anybody out there that is even thinking about it, explore it, and see if ZG fits into your plans for 2013. It'll be well worth your while.
And if you enroll before this Friday, December 21st, because we are expecting a large amount of a flood of New Year's resolutions people right after Christmas. But if you enroll this week, you get $50 off the January 9th program price, and because we just want to be able to give everyone enough attention that they need.
And the key is to tell them Habbo sent you. You know, that's right there.
That's right. And, you know, you can go to our website, too, if you want to see lots of member stories and testimonials. We just put, like, 10 videos out there. In fact, I'm going to see if Jim will let me do a video of his journey at ZG.
We can do a live feed show at New Year's Day.
You know, there's a reason I do radio. You know, I don't do as well on video, you know.
Yeah,
you know, but that might scare people, you know. But at any rate, well, listen, we appreciate your coming in. Merry Christmas to you. Happy
you.
Holidays and
What's
all that.
What's the website?
The website is zghealth.com, www.zghealth.com. And by the way, Clear Channel's Jimmy Barrett's before and after is out there.
Yeah, and he did really, really well.
Yeah, he lost, I think, 65 pounds, and he was working out. He said he feels like he's in college.
Yeah, he's one of your great success stories. So a lot of Many. Connections right here in this building. But anyway, Mary Jane Ganey with us from Zacharias Ganey. Thank you much. And again, Merry Christmas and just come back.
And go Hoos.
Absolutely. All right. Going to take our final break. We'll be back after these messages with our final segment tonight on Who's Talking. Stay tuned.